Hi, it's Mark Bittman, and welcome to Food. As always, you can reach us at food@markbittman.com. And as always, we'd be happy to hear your suggestions, questions, answers, whatever. We will periodically answer questions on the air. Please subscribe to this podcast and rate it wherever you get your podcasts. You might also consider subscribing to our near daily newsletter, The Bittman Project. That's at bittmanproject.com. Or you can find all things me at markbittman.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that, available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the Multi-Terrain Select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I first met Marcella and Victor Hazan when, as a not yet established and relatively young food writer, I reached out to them because at the time, there was no source for learning how to cook Italian food at home that came anywhere close to Marcella's first two books. Parenthetically, these two books were later combined into a kind of Marcella's greatest hits called Essentials of Classic Italian Cooking, which is now being re-released for its 30th anniversary. I was an unabashed fan of Marcella, and although there is now competition that really didn't exist in English back in the 80s and 90s, the book remains valuable, really valuable. I cooked with Marcella in the 80s, again in the 90s, in Venice no less, and then finally at her and Victor's home in Florida, just days before she died. In fact, I was the last outsider, that is, non-family member, to cook with her. That all said, and clearly she was the star of the show, it was Victor with whom I bonded and with whom I remain friends. Born about the same time as my father, Victor is not exactly a father figure to me, but he is an older man with whom I have a few important things in common and whom I adore. I think you'll see why in this interview. He's a star in his own right. Here are me and Kate chatting with Victor Hazan.
Victor, we want to talk about, obviously, Essentials of Classic Italian Cooking, which came out 30 years ago, and we're here to help you, I hope, celebrate that anniversary with a new edition. That was, what, 15 years after the original Classic Italian Cooking came out?
Yes, the original
was 1973, Mark. So almost 20 years then. Yeah.
1992, yeah.
So yes, do you remember when you knew that the book was going to be a success?
Of course.
We'll talk about that a little bit.
Of course. Everything we've ever done in our lives, Marcella and I, has gone well because we knew what we were doing. We didn't think about success or not success. We just did things as well as we were able to do. I knew it was a success because we were working with material that had been published. Marcella's first book, I don't know if you remember, you're probably too young, if you can go back to 1973, but it was a sensation. It woke up the food world. You know, it had been sleepily watching Julia on television, and suddenly Marcella came out with this astonishing book on Italian cuisine that nobody had paid very much attention to.
Especially Julia.
And overnight, Marcella was a star. So that was 1973. Then, because of Julia, we picked up a better editor. We picked up Julia Jones, and Marcella published a second book called More Classic Italian Cooking. Both of them were sold extremely well, you know, without television. Except, yes, she was on the morning program from time to time. And so we had these wonderful books. And 20 years later, I was talking to my wonderful literary agent then, Bob Lesher. And we said, these books have done well, but evidently, you know, sales begin to flag. You need to do something with them. And Marcella had made great strides since then. You know, she would have loved to go back with them and touch them up. And so we said, let's put them together into one book. Let's add a lot of introductory new material. Then Marcella had about 20 or 30 totally new recipes, and publish it. It can't fail. And in fact, it didn't fail. The James Beard Foundation gave it the award as the best Italian cookbook of the year. And it just went on and on from 1992 on. That book has never stopped selling. As a matter of fact, I think it's more popular and more attention getting today. People are finding out what Marcella was about.
Do you think you can put into words what made Marcella so special as a cook and as a cookbook writer?
Marcella came from a small town that was when she was a young woman, that was a commercial fishing town. It still is, but now it's also a resort. But then there was just commercial fishing. Now, what is commercial fishing? Commercial fishing is the only food gathering activity that entails combat, that entails a form of attack, and that requires knowing where you're going and whom you're looking for and what you're doing. And it has a profound effect on people who grow up in that environment. Marcella knew. This is something that I found that distinguishes Marcella from many people who write cookbooks. And I don't mean this as a reflection on you, because you wrote a wonderful cookbook. But there are cookbook writers who write their cookbooks. They're very good, but they are essentially their pedagogues. So they've studied a subject. They've mastered it. They have the gift of presenting it. And they put it into a book. Marcella didn't go through all that. She didn't have to study the subject. She didn't have to master it. She knew. The only other person who has written comparable cookbooks that I think is a little bit like Marcella was Edna Lewis. Remember Edna Lewis?
I do.
And she knew, but Marcella, you know, she would hear somebody describing a dish. She would pick up the names of two or three ingredients. She'd come home. She'd make that dish. It's probably better than the one that the person had described. There's something about her that is her genius for ingredients, her attachment to ingredients, her will to make something work. It was not pedagogical. It was just exhibiting mastery. This is what she knew. It was in her. She didn't even know she knew it. I had arguments with Marcella. She would bring something to the table, a stew or something, and I would say, no, this is simply the most delicious thing I've ever eaten, Marcella. What makes it taste like that? And she was, oh, nothing. Nothing. What do you mean nothing? Nothing. I just did the usual things, and I cooked it. She didn't even consciously know that she was doing something extraordinary. She just knew this was the way to cook, and she cooked it.
Where did that come from? How did she have that amazing skill?
That's what we were having arguments with her about. I would say to my son, look, darling, we're in this business to write about what you're doing. If you don't tell me things, I can't write them. How in heaven's name did you ever develop this flavor? How did you get this flavor out of it? And she couldn't tell me. She just said, well, that is how it's done, you know. You do the onion until it looks like that, and then you do something else, and then you do something else, and then you cover it, and every once in a while you go back and you look at it, and that's it. Because she knew, and that cannot be replaced by anything else. I know there's some things that I know and that I do well, but I've never in my life experienced that kind of connection with a source. And that is what Marcella had. That's why what she contributed to food and this book, Essentials of Classic Italian Cooking, this book is a very good example of it. What she contributed is a direct connection to the source of flavor. One of Marcella's favorite phrase was when people were talking about any dish, either hers or somebody else's, is, how does it taste? She didn't want to know about how new it was. She didn't want to know about how healthy it was. He had no patience for the for agendas like farm to table, which he thought was kind of silly. I mean, of course, it's raised on a farm and it comes to the table. What's that got to do with knowing how to cook? He just had this connection, Mark. And I think this is something that is very valuable to a cook. Because what Marcella delivered was an appreciation of the values and the methods of cooking at home. There's a lot of cooking, you know, that has professional origins or established professional canons or derived from other books about the subject. Marcella showed women, mainly women, but also men, how to go to a market and pick up the right ingredients, take them home, and cook a good dinner. A good dinner that had flavor. But flavor is something else. For example, this. I recently made one of Marcella's dishes. Again, this is a mixture of vegetables. She takes a tomato, she peels it, and she quarters it. She takes a potato, she peels it, and she quarters it. Takes an onion, she peels it, and she quarters it. And she takes a bell pepper, and she peels it raw. She could never get enough people to understand how important it is to peel a red pepper or a yellow pepper raw rather than charring it or any other method. It's what makes it sweet when you cook it. And she did that. She threw everything in a pan, poured olive oil and salt over it, and threw it in the oven. And 20 minutes later, you had the most delicious assemblage of vegetables you can imagine.
Victor, can you tell us a little about when you two got together and when Marcella started cooking?
I came along. I fell in love. She accepted my love. We started loving each other, and we got married, and I brought her to New York. And in New York, she knew no one, nobody. My parents wouldn't talk to her because she was Catholic, and they had to leave Italy because they were Jewish. So they didn't want to hear about the Catholic. However, so Marcella was all alone in this New York apartment. She couldn't speak English, and she knew nothing about cooking. Her mother had done all the cooking. Her mother, her grandmother, her father was a fabulous cook. Marcella had no time for that. She was studying. She was taking 2 degrees. She was very pretty, and she had a lot of men after her. And she was busy. She didn't have time for cooking. And suddenly she had to do that. There was no alternative, nobody to turn to. So she picked things up and she brought them home and she looked at them and she cooked them. And in a very short time, she found this great road, this connection, this empathy. I call it empathy sometimes. Marcella had empathy with ingredients, almost as though she was related to them. She knew what a green bean could give her. She knew what a shoulder of lamb would need. She knew these things.
It's a beautiful way of describing it.
And she put it, she made them. And very soon, you know, we had a few friends, Italian friends, and when they came over to New York, they would call us and they'd come over. Marcella would cook for them and they would say, and you know, and they were Italian. They'd been eating good Italian food all along. But they would say, oh, good heavens, where did you learn how to cook like this? And again, Marcella was very, very humble about it. She said, I don't know that there's anything special about it. She said, just take the stuff and I cook it.
You know what's funny? I interviewed Julia, I don't know, many times in the course of her life. And in the 80s, I asked her about Italian food. And Julia was very disparaging about Italian food, as I think we've had this conversation. And she said, yeah, all they do is take food and put some olive oil and salt on it and put it in the oven, and they call that cooking. And in a way, that's not wrong. But if you do it right, it's really a great way to cook.
That's where the flavor is. The flavor isn't added onto it, which is the French approach. You know, the sauce.
Yeah.
The key to the, what makes French cooking what it is the sauce. And they have a special man in a restaurant called the sorcier. He makes the sauces, and he's the key to how the food is going to work. We have sauces for pasta, but we don't even call it a sauce. It's not called a salsa. It's called a sugo. It's a little bit of taste that you add to the pasta. Aside from the fact that to cook something and put a sauce done by the book isn't all that difficult. All you're doing is just following the manual. It's like a new electronic gadget you buy. You don't know what it's like, but you open the manual and you follow the manual and you put it together and it works. And that may be belittling it, but this basically is what professional French cooking is mostly like. Italian cooking is not following the manual. Of course, you do the right thing, but you follow your feelings. And what are your feelings? Your feelings is, how does this particular group of ingredients taste? What do they want? What does a very nice, just caught fish want? You know, we had that in Chisinautica, where Marcella was born, the fishing town. The boats would come in at the end of the day. They'd stayed out all night. One of the biggest hauls they had, one of the biggest catches, was sardines or anchovies. They call them blue fish with pêche d'or. And blue fish, what does it want? You know, the fishermen would be very hungry. They've been out all night, and they brought the catch to the market, but they kept some of it for themselves. They moor the boats along the pier of the town. They set up a grill with charcoal. And this, you know, this is what Julia's complaining about. Here they are, they're taking these sardines and they're brushing them with olive oil, a little bit of salt, and they're putting them on the grill. And they take them out, and what they're tasting is food for the gods. You know? It's not sold with white wine sauce. It's food for the gods. And Julia, I don't know whether Julia understood it, or at some point in her life she decided she had to dismiss it. Because when Julia originally became a friend of Marcella, and she did, very shortly after her first book came out, she was a very great friend. She came innumerable times home to dinner. And that home could have been New York, it could have been Bologna, it could have been Venice. At the beginning, she came with Paul until he became ill and had to be institutionalized. And in the beginning, she did the only time that she said something about another cook in a book that could be quoted, she said, Marcella Hazan is my mentor to everything Italian. And she must have been happy to come and eat because she came so many times.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, folks. We have a new sponsor and an interesting one. We all take about 20,000 breaths a day, and Americans spend about 90% of our time indoors. That indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. And indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So, what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code BITMAN, B-I-T-T-M-A-N, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to our listeners, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use the promo code BITMAN. Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that. Available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the multi-terrain select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Victor, can you tell us about Marcella's lasagna?
That, unfortunately, I will never have it again because there's no one who can match what Marcella made for me. And she made it for me every birthday. She would make lasagna, and sometimes just with alla bolognese, sometimes with porcini, or other times with artichokes. Occasionally, she would do it with eggplant, but she always apologized. She says, "I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me today. I made it with eggplants, but I should have done that."
Why did she apologize about eggplant?
Well, you know, the lasagna is a very great dish. You know, it's the Venus de Milo of pastas. And if you do it right, you don't want to paint a mustache on it. And the eggplant was a little bit like a mustache on the portrait of Venus de Milo. It's delicious.
This is a very simplistic question, but I'm curious. You mentioned the vegetable dish that she made with the peeled vegetables, which sounds amazing. And I want to go out and get all the fresh vegetables I can at the market and make that. And also the lasagna, of course. But what were some of your absolute favorite things that she would make?
Well, I've just given away lasagna. That was one of the favorite things. But Marcella was a master of frying. She was a master of everything. But she could fry, for example, zucchini. She would slice the zucchini lengthwise into very thin strips. You know, this was another of the amazing things about her. She had basically one good hand, and she could do anything. She sliced the zucchini in thin, long strips. She dipped them in pastella. Pastella is a batter made of water and flour. And she has the formula, that is the formula, the proportions for it in her book. It's a wonderful batter. She dipped them in it, fried them. Now, we love Japan. We've been to Japan and we adore tempura. But let me tell you, there is no tempura that surpasses Marcella's fried zucchini strips. Our son, Giuliano, is a good cook too. And he learned a few things from his mother. And at some point, he had first started working for the restaurant Marcella was associated with in Atlanta. And he left there and he applied for a job as chef for a restaurant in Portland, Oregon. It was a new restaurant, Italian restaurant. And they called him and they said, well, can you make something to show us how you cook? He made Marcella's fried zucchini strips and got the job. It's the essence of simplicity is crunchy, it's sweet, it's juicy, and you can never have enough of it. That's one of the things I like very much, Kate. Another thing that I like very much in Marcella are her soups. I adore soup. And like, for example, her cannellini is cannellini, which is a very good variety called Marcella bean, made by Steve Sando in California. Anyway, she would take cannellini, garlic, olive oil. She would saute the garlic in olive oil, and then she would mash the cannellini into the garlic, add the broth, parsley, cook it until the bean, because she'd left part of the beans whole, until the bean was whole. And this is simply the most satisfying soup you can eat. It reconciles you to the necessity of having to continue living. Whatever else happens, you know, you can still have another bowl of that bean and garlic and parsley soup. Try it sometimes, Kate.
I will. And I'm just now realizing it's crazy that it took me this long to realize it and that it took me talking to you to realize it, but I'm just now realizing how much of Mark's cooking was likely inspired by Marcella, because this is the way that he likes to cook. And sadly, I never got to eat Marcella's food, but it's very similar. You know, he spends a lot of time extolling the virtues of beans and the deliciousness of a good bowl of beans.
Well, this Marcella's food is really a universal type of food for the Western world. In Western cooking, her flavors, her dishes are really basically go to a universal desire for certain satisfactions, and which are resolved in things like her bean soup. And for example, another example, you know, we would go out and we would like to go to seafood restaurants, and we lived in America a long time, and so we would go to an American seafood restaurant, and sometimes you would order a shrimp. They would present a shrimp dish with something on it and several different, some identifiable, some may perhaps not, objects around it.
And feta cheese, no doubt.
It would be okay, but this is how she would cook shrimp. She takes freshly thawed shrimp, shells it, deveins it. She makes a little paste of garlic, breadcrumbs, and olive oil. She spreads it on the raw shrimp. She skewers the shrimp and grills it on charcoal if possible. We don't have charcoal in Florida in our apartment. We do have lava stones, and she grills it. You know how good that is? That's just basically shrimp with a little bit of garlic, breadcrumbs, in olive oil, and it's sensational.
Yeah.
It needs nothing else.
Victor, we were talking about the time that I came down 9 years ago and cooked with you, and one of the things we made was the absolute simplest tomato sauce that exists, which is that basically a few tomatoes, a stick of butter, and an onion.
Yes.
It's an absolute crowd favorite, and I wonder where that came from, if you know.
It came basically out of her head, but, you know, in her family, where her mother cooked, in Romagna, which was our native area in her town, people made tomato sauces, and they made it very simply. They chopped up some onion, they salted it, preferably in butter, because this was a butter area, not an olive oil area, but it could have been an olive oil. They sauteed it, and then they would add some fresh tomatoes and cook them down and have a perfectly delicious sauce. Now, here was Marcella in New York, again, alone, having to do everything for herself, having come from a family where mother, grandmother, father, and kitchen maid were there to do things. Here she had to do everything herself. And I'm imagining this because, you know, she would never tell me because she didn't know herself. I said, how did you come up with it? Well, I mean, what's wrong with it? It's just very simple. And then, but she would said to herself, why do I have to go to the bother of chopping the onion? And why do I have to use, because everybody was using olive oil, why do I have to use olive oil? My mother never used olive oil. I didn't have to do anything. I just throw everything in the pot. It's all perfectly good. Everything will cook together, release flavors independently and together, and it will be a perfectly nice sauce. It wasn't just perfectly nice. It was delicious, as you know.
Genius.
It wasn't just perfectly nice. It was perfect.
And you know, Kate, the odd thing about that, I keep reading. Yesterday, I was reading on the computer. There is a blog, somebody's blog or somebody's kitchen. And they said, well, I know that Marcella's sauce is very famous, but I have some thoughts about it. And here's what I do. What do you think she did? First, she used garlic. Then she sauteed the garlic. Then she chopped up the onion. Then she chopped the tomato. Then she used olive oil and didn't use butter. And then she added basil at the end. I mean, they're all very nice ingredients. They all have a nice flavor. What they don't have is genius. Marcella has genius, and this woman doesn't.
I totally agree. That just sounds like an everyday tomato sauce. The Marcella sauce is so special. And having made it a million times, I can't imagine not using butter, because that's just the butter and the onion. And
yeah,
it's very few ingredients and they're all perfect.
That's what happens. That whole onion cooking slowly with butter, there's a transformation there.
It is.
Did she know ahead of time there would be a transformation? She knew because she knew, but she didn't know. She knew because she knew, period.
Honestly, Victor, I'd eat it like soup. We had it the other night, and I thought I could just skip the pasta and just eat the sauce plain. The flavor is just so perfect.
She did wonderful soups with barley and broccoli. Terrific. I love them.
What do you think the most important thing that she taught all of us is?
Is really respect for flavor and use ingredients to allow that flavor to come out. Don't cover them with your flavor. The ingredients should not be tasting of you. They have to taste of themselves. That's what Marcella would tell you.
We ask everybody this, and it is, what did you have for dinner last night?
You know, that's... I'm a very old man, and by the at nighttime, I sometimes swear off food. But what I had for dinner last night was mozzarella with grape tomatoes. And it's a sort of caprese, but not really. And that's basically it, and toasted bread. It's very simple. I like the grape tomato that's orange in color.
Victor, does my standing invitation still hold? Because I'd like to come down.
You're welcome here forever, for as long as I am here.
Okay, I will call you. Okay, we'll talk about that.
I would love that. I'm in.
Okay, we'll cook. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Victor.
Thank you so much, Victor.
Thank you for coming here.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
I will. Bye.
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 This recipe, which Victor and I discuss in the podcast, is so overexposed that it's almost silly to read it. Yet it's overexposed for a reason. And if you don't know it, you should. I'm going to start by reading something from the book that exemplifies the wisdom contained therein. It's titled The Best Cooking Method, and it's in a general section about tomato sauces. Pasta sauces may cook slowly or rapidly. They may take 4 minutes or 4 hours, but they always cook by evaporation, which concentrates and clearly defines their flavor. To me, at that time, that was really a meaningful thing to know. And this is Marcel Hazan's recipe for tomato sauce with onion and butter, one of the simplest recipes ever made. You start with 2 pounds fresh, ripe, of course, tomatoes, peeled, or you can use 2 cups of canned, they specify, imported Italian plum tomatoes cut up with their juice. 5 tablespoons of butter, 1 medium onion, peeled and cut in half, salt, pasta, and Parmesan. And this is it. Put either the prepared fresh tomatoes or the canned in a saucepan. Add the butter, onion, and salt, and cook uncovered at a very slow but steady simmer for 45 minutes, or until the fat floats free from the tomato. And how to cook everything, I always say that, until it looks saucy, and you will know when that is. Stir from time to time, mashing any large piece of tomato in the pan with the back of a wooden spoon. Taste and correct for salt. Discard the onion before tossing the sauce with the pasta. This is, and serve with Parmesan. This is, well, I guess I've said this already, but this, I and many others agree, this is the best simple tomato sauce for pasta that there is. Enjoy that. I think you can see why I love that guy. Marcello was a hoot too, of course. I want to thank my friend Victor for being wonderfully thoughtful and funny and for spending so much time with us. What's nice is that he clearly had fun too. The 30th anniversary of Essentials of Italian Cooking is out now. Thanks to Kate Bittman, our producer and co-host, to Davis Lloyd, our engineer, to all of you for listening. Please do subscribe to the podcast, and again, consider subscribing to The Bittman Project at bittmanproject.com. Bye for now, and we'll see you next week when we will have somebody amazing.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.